A question in reference to Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 2, Text 30. In the purport toward the end, Prabhupada says, this is quoting from, Srila Prabhupada is quoting from and paraphrasing from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions to Rupa Goswami, as stated in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita about the creeper of devotional service. By the mercy of Guru and Krishna, one receives the seed of the creeper of devotional service. One has to water that creeper by the giving the water of the figurative water of hearing and chanting about Krishna. So then it grows. Then the creeper grows. Then Srila Prabhupada writes, it so happens by the watering process, some weeds are also grown, and unless such weeds are uprooted, the nurturing of the main creeper or the creeper of bhakti yoga may be hampered. Actually, these weeds are material enjoyment, merging of the self in the absolute without separate individuality, and many other desires in the field of religion, economic development, sense enjoyment and emancipation. There are many other weeds like disobedience to the tenets of the revered scriptures, unnecessary engagements, killing animals, and hankering after material gain, prestige, and adoration. So that is more or less a direct translation of a passage from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then the question from Kalki Das. If we are chanting the holy name of the Lord and reading Srimad Bhagavatam daily, then why are desires arising that are completely contrary to the process of pure devotional service? I know for a fact that I'm suffering from weeds. How can I remove these weeds? Why do the desires arise? Well, arise is just the right term, because they're there, deep in the heart. They arise. It may be just like in a lake. At the bottom of the lake, there is mud, and sometimes some bubble just comes up from the... There's some air trapped deep in the lake, or it may not even be a bubble. It may just... The air may form at the bottom of the lake and come up. So the reason is that we've been in this material world since time immemorial, and we have so many material desires. And hearing and chanting about Krishna is the cleansing process. It doesn't mean that everyone becomes immediately cleaned. If we're chanting the holy name, the question is, how do desires arise? But how are we chanting? Are we chanting in full purity? So it's a process. Therefore, we have the process of sadhana bhakti. Actually, this kind of question I've answered dozens of times and maybe hundreds of times, this in varieties of ways. It's a perennial kind of question. So it's a process. We have to apply ourselves to the process. Utsahan nishya dharya tat tat karma pravartana sangati agasato vrite shadbhya bhakti prasiddhyati. By enthusiasm, determination, patience, following the proper process, giving up bad association, and following in the footsteps of great devotees, success in devotional service is guaranteed. So in the purport to this verse from Sri Upadeshamrita, Srila Prabhupada states that patience is required also. We shouldn't think that immediately we chant Hare Krishna and then we become totally cleansed from all material contamination. He gives the example that after a girl gets married, she expects to get a child, but she has to wait a little time. When she's married, it's expected that she'll have a child. Of course, nowadays, they don't bother getting married. They just get a child without marriage in many cases also, but That's the normal process. Marriage and then a child will come, because only after marriage do the boy and girl unite in a manner that can produce children. Some patience is required also. And that patience is part of the process of devotional service. If we become impatient and think that, well, oh, it's too much, or I want immediate Krishna prema, then we become disqualified from getting it. So we may say, well, why do material desires arise? Those desires are there in the heart, they come out. See them, drop them. Some desire comes up, leave it. Don't meditate on it. Then we can become free from it. How can I remove these weeds? Again, it's by the process of sadhana. We go on with the process, with faith. Rakshishyatiti vishvaso. With faith that Krishna will protect me. If I stay on this path, Krishna will help. So what's the answer? How do I get rid of these weeds? Go on with the process of sadhana and be careful. Anukul yasya sankalpa, pratikul yasya varjanam. Accept everything which is favorable for devotional service and reject everything that is unfavorable. We can't expect to advance unless we do this. That means we have to have plenty of hearing and chanting about Krishna in our life. And things which are unfavorable, like so many times I say this, but it's a common anartha, watching all kinds of nonsense things on TV, not turning off our cell phone when we come to the temple, even though we're asked to so many times. So many things. This will impede our devotional advancement. If we follow the process, then Krishna will help. To the extent that we follow, Krishna will reciprocate.